Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of Tricert Financial Group, and welcome to a special episode of In Focus. I wanted to talk to you about basically the announcement made by BCE, or Bell Canada Enterprises. BCE is one of our core picks, and if you hadn't heard, they announced a rather large layoff, 4,800 positions, or about 9% of its workforce. And they also talked about, even though their dividend is increasing, it's actually not increasing at what you would say is the usual rate. Joining me today is Nick Leach, our portfolio manager responsible for utilities. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here.
Good to have you on the show. So, look, we're hearing lots of noise from the politicians. They're wading into this, calling it, our prime minister calling it a garbage decision, eroding our very democracy, and him being furious about this decision. But we have to look at this from an investment perspective. You know, individuals may have their own inclinations from a political perspective, but from an investment perspective, that's how we look at things. So Nick, I thought maybe before we dive into the immediate term, let's talk about BCE in terms of providing a long-term context as an investment. How have they performed for us and our clients?
Well, I mean, they've obviously been around for probably over 100 years. I mean, with their legacy voice phone lines. But if we go back to, let's say, the late 1990s, early 2000s, we saw a game changer in terms of the way we communicate. Right, we saw this massive surge in demand for wireless and mobile services, and also a massive increase in demand for internet and broadband off a base of basically zero. So it wasn't not just BC, the entire telecom industry around the world benefited from this evolution in communication. And now you fast forward two decades later, let's call it like 3 or 4 years ago, Now we're seeing the mobile industry, it's mature, right? The market penetration for mobile phones is almost 100%. Everybody has a cell phone, maybe even two. So the growth there has slowed, and the stock price has kind of reflected that. So the growth in the stock price, and you know, as the revenue growth was increasing with mobile and with broadband, the stock price was increasing, and now the mobile industry is across the board is, as I said, it's growing at, you know, maybe 2%. So it's a mature industry. Now, at the same time, we have voice, legacy voice. It's declining, right? So the revenues that they're seeing from traditional landline and voice customers, that's falling, and that's both residential and business. So now we're not looking at a growth company anymore. We're looking more of a company that has a large subscriber base paying monthly bills, and it's a dividend paying stock. And what Bell has been doing, to offset that decline in voice is they're replacing their copper phone lines with fiber optic. So now they can offer a superior broadband service that can compete much better with the cable companies.
Right. And allows them to get into the equivalent cable television space, so to speak, IPTV.
Yeah.
They've been doing that for quite some time.
Right.
So financially, let's talk about their latest results. Because in this announcement of the layoffs, they also announced their latest financial results. So from a financial perspective, how did they do?
Well, it's very consistent what they reported last week. Very consistent with what we've been seeing over the last several quarters, last few years. You know, low single-digit revenue growth around 2%. So the revenue growth is really driven by the wireless side. That's up around 5%. Their broadband revenues, that's growing around 7%. And then, as I mentioned, offsetting that is declining revenues in wireline and voice and Bell Media. Now, Bell Media, I think it's not really their core business. It's probably less than 10% of their revenues and their cash flows, but it's very, very challenged. So that's traditional TV, linear TV, and radio. And as we know, we're all as consumers, we're all shifting towards streaming. So Bell Media revenues were down 8% for the year. Advertising revenues within Bell Media down double digits, down almost 13%. But overall, positive revenue growth for the company on a consolidated basis. So you net out the pluses and the minuses, and you've got, you know, low single digit revenue growth. And that's pretty consistent. Yeah.
And it's an important point. Bell Media is, as you said, sort of the radio stations, the TV stations, call them the content providers.
Right.
And as you said, with the change of media, across all fronts, it's not a surprise that all players of the traditional media types have been struggling.
Yeah, if you're familiar with Corus Entertainment, that's a standalone traditional Canadian TV radio stations. That stock price is down 95% over the last few years, and they're struggling to survive.
Yeah. So let's bring it then to the layoffs. Why the layoffs?
Well, the layoffs are occurring in those business lines that I mentioned that are seeing a secular decline in demand. So the decline in demand, we're seeing a decline in revenues. And as I said, it's traditional TV, traditional radio, and wireline voice. And I think it's important to recognize that this restructuring and this headcount reductions that we're seeing, it's not isolated to Bell. These are industry-wide trends. We saw in late 2023, both TELUS and Rogers, they announced restructurings and significant layoffs. So in some ways, it was sort of expected by the street that Bell would also follow suit with some of these layoffs. So it shouldn't have been a surprise, really.
No, and I think what's interesting is the noise is really coming, almost from the political side and the media side. Surprise, the traditional media side, who's basically struggling through all of this. And let's talk a little bit about the dividend that they announced. So thoughts on the dividend?
Well, the dividend is very attractive. It's a 7.6% dividend yield. And Bell is committed to that dividend. They recognize that most of their investors are investing in the company, in the equity for that dividend. They're committed to growing that dividend. It was a 5% growth last year in 2023. This year, 3% lower because they are consuming a lot of cash for that restructuring. But still, it's a 16th year of consecutive annual dividend increases. And the way I look at it is it's sustainable. Like, they have a strong balance sheet. Their cash flows cover their interest expense. They have to pay their interest expense before they pay their dividends. And they're covering their interest expense by over 7 times.
So back to the dialing back of, if you will, the growth of the dividend. I think you said it's basically they're being prudent. They recognize that, call it severance, what have you, the restructuring charges. And they're just being prudent with the cash.
They're just being prudent. Yeah.
So back to, and you talked about the current yield. So looking forward, obviously BCE remains on our core pick list. So really no concerns from your perspective?
No, if investors have concerns, I think they should really focus on BCE's core business, which is wireless and broadband. And if you think about these services, Mike, they're non-discretionary. Nobody's going to give up their cell phone. No, everybody has to have internet. Arguably, this should be in the consumer staple sector, right?
Right.
I think investors should think about that. Now, there is competition, but it's very limited. There's basically 3 major wireless carriers in Canada. And then on the broadband service, we all know that there's limited options for internet and broadband services, right? That's because in some ways it's a natural monopoly, and there's huge barriers to entry. So their business model is solid. And then if you think about the stock price right now, it's around $50. And if you look at the street, the target estimates for the street, 1-year targets are around 58. So in that respect, it looks undervalued.
Right. And again, back to the yield of 7%, that probably won't stay that way for very long. necessarily with the price.
Well, if the stock price does recover, yeah, that the dividend yield will obviously fall. That's just the simple math. But right now, 7.6%, very attractive for a dividend.
Very attractive. I mean, at the end of the day, Bell is doing what it needs to do in terms of a company. They can't, I mean, they'd love to change people's behavior with respect to media and media consumption. But, you know, if I summarize what I'm hearing from you is they're just doing the prudent thing, recognizing that they're running a business and they have to make sure it stays profitable. And, you know, as a consumer, when it comes to things like our cell phone bills, our mobile bills and the like, we may not like the fact they're, call it a bit of a monopoly in region, but as an investor, it has obviously some positive attributes that we think fit with our clients.
Yeah, that's why it's a core pick.
Excellent. Nick, thanks for this.
My pleasure.
Folks, as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial advisor, talk to your TriCert investment portfolio manager, or don't ever hesitate to reach out to myself. Take care.